FilmFest 919 once again brings its signature event back to the Tar Heel State October 19-23, 2022. Celebrating its fifth edition, FilmFest 919 continues to distinguish itself from any other event in North Carolina by presenting feature films of the highest caliber from around the world, many at the beginning of their journey to the Oscars. Last year, during the second year of a pandemic, FilmFest 919 was able to present festival attendees with a robust program of critically acclaimed films and prestigious documentaries, continuing the festival's four-year streak of offering early looks at specially curated selections of the season's best films. Films are presented here before their theatrical release, giving film lovers the privilege of telling their friends that they saw some of the best new films before anyone else in the state. "We are so proud of the program we've put together for our fifth year," remarked COVALENT F1F919 founders Randy Emmerman and Carol Marshall. "We have films from all around the world representing 13 countries, some tremendous thought-provoking documentaries, official Academy submissions for Best International Film, and many unique and memorable stories that will touch the heart and soul. We look forward to celebrating the theatrical experience together." FF 919 kicks off the week Wednesday, October 19, with a special presentation of the New Horizon Award to director J.D. Dillard, followed by the opening night screening of his action drama Devotion, starring Jonathan Majors and Glenn Powell. Set during the Korean War, this visceral film tells the story of the U.S. Navy's first black aviator and his dedicated wingman, pilots who both confront geopolitical uncertainty and racist hostility with uncommon valor, an inspiring tale of friendship, courage, and sacrifice. The evening will include a moderated conversation with Dillard. The Horizon Award is presented to an outstanding filmmaker whose work not only demonstrates excellence in their craft, but perhaps more importantly, signals a stunning breakthrough in their own artistry and body of work, exclaimed Emmerman and Marshall. "This award recognizes Mr. Dillard's incredible filmmaking achievement." The fest will close Sunday, October 23, with Rian Johnson's Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery. Benoit Blanc returns to peel back the layers in a new Rian Johnson whodunit. This fresh adventure finds the intrepid detective at a lavish private estate on a Greek island, but how and why he comes to be there is only the first of many puzzles. Blanc soon meets a distinctly disparate group of friends gathering at the invitation of billionaire Miles Braun for their yearly reunion. Among those on the guest list are Miles' former business partner Andy Brand, current Connecticut Governor Claire DiBella, cutting-edge scientist Lionel Toussaint, fashion designer and former model Birdie J and her conscientious assistant Peg, and influencer Duke Cody and his sidekick girlfriend Whiskey. As in all the best murder mysteries, each character harbors their own secrets, lies, and motivations. When someone turns up dead, everyone is a suspect. Returning to the franchise he began, Academy Award-nominated filmmaker Rian Johnson writes and directs Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery, and assembles another all-star cast that includes a returning Daniel Craig alongside Edward Norton, Janelle Monáe, Catherine Hahn, Leslie Odom Jr., Jessica Henwick, Madeline Klein with Kate Hudson, and Dave Bautista. FilmFest 919 showcases a carefully curated program of the year's most highly anticipated films, including the best in U.S. and world cinema, and will be presented at two venues, Silverspot Cinema and the Lumina Theater. The 2022 film lineup, so far, includes All the Beauty and the Bloodshed, USA, documentary. Directed by Laura Poitras. Featuring Nan Goldin. This documentary feature follows the life of artist Nan Goldin and the downfall of the Sackler family, the pharmaceutical dynasty who was greatly responsible for the opioid epidemic's unfathomable death toll. Winner of Golden Lion for Best Film and Smithers Foundation Award, Venice Film Festival, Toronto International Film Festival. Armageddon Time, U.S. Brazil. Directed by James Gray. Starring Jessica Chastain, Anne Hathaway, Jeremy Strong, Anthony Hopkins. Paul, Banks Repetta, a dreamy middle-class kid, has an urge to be an artist. His loving but conventional and insecure parents, Anne Hathaway and Jeremy Strong, don't understand. As he wrestles with self-expression, Paul finds inspiration from Johnny, Jalen Webb, a rebellious schoolmate, and his Jewish immigrant grandfather, Anthony Hopkins, who, since escaping Ukraine during World War II, has lived the best and the worst of the American dream. Writer-director James Gray, The Immigrant, A.D. Astra, builds an intimate cinematic world of moral turmoil and difficult decisions, of the rise of Ronald Reagan, the challenges of race relations, and the confusion of class differences fueling the damaged soul of a nation. Gray has created a work of fierce but delicate beauty, in which coming of age means awakening to the painful realities of an imperfect world. Nominated for Palme d'Or, Cannes, Telluride Film Festival. Bad Axe, USA, documentary. Directed by David Seed. Bad Axe captures a closely knit Asian American family living in a rural Michigan community as they now fight to keep their American dream alive. As owners of a local prominent restaurant, they reckon with a global pandemic, racial tensions and generational scars from Cambodia's Killing Fields. Winner Best Documentary, South by Southwest Film Festival. Close, Belgium, Netherlands, France. Directed by Lucas Daunt. Starring Eden Dambrin, Gustave De Well. The intense friendship between two 13-year-old boys, Remy, Gustave De Well, and Leo, Eden Dambrin. The images of the boys, supplied by Frank van den Eden's fluid cinematography, streaking along on their bikes through fields of flowers will stun and delight you. Once school starts, the prison walls of social convention start to close, with devastating effects on their friendship which suddenly gets disrupted. Official Academy submission for Belgium, winner, Grand Prize of Festival, Cannes, Telluride Film Festival. Corsage, Austria, Luxembourg, Germany, France. Directed by Marie Kreutzer. Starring Vicky Kripes. Empress Elizabeth of Austria, Kripes, is idolized for her beauty and renowned for inspiring fashion trends. But in 1877, Cece celebrates her 40th birthday and must fight to maintain her public image by lacing her corset tighter and tighter. While Elizabeth's role has been reduced against her wishes to purely performative, her hunger for knowledge and zest for life makes her more and more restless in Vienna. She travels to England and Bavaria, visiting former lovers and old friends, seeking the excitement and purpose of her youth. With a future of strictly ceremonial duties laid out in front of her, Elizabeth rebels against the hyperbolized image of herself and comes up with a plan to protect her legacy. Official Academy submission for Austria, winner, Uncertain Regard for Best Performance, Vicky Kripes, Cannes Film Festival. Devotion, USA, opening night, Horizon Award presentation. Directed by J.D. Dillard. Starring Jonathan Majors, Glenn Powell, Christina Jackson, Thomas Sadowski and Joe Jonas. Devotion, an aerial war epic based on the best-selling book of the same name, tells the inspirational true story of two elite U.S. Navy fighter pilots who helped turn the tide in the most brutal battle in the Korean War, Jesse Brown, the first black aviator in Navy history, and his fellow fighter pilot and friend, Tom Hudner. Their heroic sacrifices and enduring friendship would ultimately make them the Navy's most celebrated wingmen. Toronto International Film Festival. Director J.D. Dillard will attend. Empire of Light, UK, US. Directed by Sam Mendes. Starring Olivia Colman, Colin Firth, Michael Ward. Sam Mendes fills his superbly cast, deeply personal drama with surprises, all emerging from a cinema in a working-class town in 1980s England. Hilary, Olivia Colman, in another knockout performance, is a single woman who runs the ticket booth, where she meets Stephen, played with stirring confidence by relative newcomer Michael Ward. Though on its surface a love story, Empire of Light is not what you might expect, as Mendes sidesteps the expected nostalgia to instead follow the credo written on the cinema's walls, find in light where darkness lies. The film, which also features Colin Firth and Toby Jones, leads us through the characters' profound struggles, both internally and with a society encountering massive cultural and economic shifts. Working again with the Oscar-winning cinematographer Roger Deakins, Mendes has created a rich, complex celebration that, at its core, reminds us how music and cinema can bring us together, even as the world drives us apart. Telluride Film Festival, Toronto International Film Festival. Glass Onion, U.S., closing night. Written and directed by Ryan Johnson. Starring Daniel Craig alongside Edward Norton, Janelle Monáe, Catherine Hahn, Leslie Odom Jr., Jessica Henwick, Madeline Klein, with Kate Hudson and Dave Bautista. Academy Award-nominated filmmaker Ryan Johnson assembles another all-star cast, returning to the franchise he began. Benoit Blanc, Craig, returns to peel back the layers in this new whodunit. This fresh adventure finds the intrepid detective at a lavish private estate on a Greek island, but how and why he comes to be there is only the first of many puzzles. Blanc soon meets a distinctly disparate group of friends gathering at the invitation of billionaire Miles Braun for their yearly reunion. Among those on the guest list are Miles' former business partner Andy Brand, current Connecticut Governor Claire DiBella, cutting-edge scientist Lionel Toussaint, fashion designer and former model Bertie J and her conscientious assistant Peg, and influencer Duke Cody and his sidekick girlfriend Whiskey. As in all the best murder mysteries, each character harbors their own secrets, lies and motivations. When someone turns up dead, everyone is a suspect. Toronto International Film Festival. Good Night Oppie, U.S. Documentary. Directed by Ryan White. Ryan White's movie embodies a common childhood dream for those born at the dawn of the space age, to reach out for the stars, to travel to space, to add to our knowledge and our understanding of who we are and, perhaps, to discover whether we're alone in this expanse. The film follows a team from NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, brilliant scientists all, but also with an infectious childlike enthusiasm, as they create, launch and guide Opportunity, a dazzlingly innovative and surprisingly personable Mars robotic explorer. What was to be a 90-day foray becomes an unprecedented 15-year adventure as Oppie continues traversing the wild terrain of Mars, sending home to Earth pictures and data that inform our understanding of the universe. Combining those images with exclusive footage and animations, created with the help of industrial light and magic, White weaves a thrilling tale that will inspire any explorer. Telluride Film Festival, Toronto International Film Festival. If These Walls Could Sing, UK, documentary. Directed by Mary McCartney. If These Walls Could Sing, from Disney Original Documentary, gives exclusive access to the most famous and longest-running studio in the world, Abbey Road Studios. In this personal film of memory and discovery, director Mary McCartney guides us through 9 decades to tell the stories of some of the studio's most iconic recordings, and the people who made them happen. Telluride Film Festival. Louis Armstrong's Black and Blues, U.S. documentary. Directed by Sasha Jenkins. Musician and documentary filmmaker Sasha Jenkins accessed the personal archive of legendary jazz trumpeter and singer Louis Satchmo Armstrong. Tapping into Lewis's own audio recordings, representing a meticulous account of his personal life, Jenkins offers insights into the man behind the music, his private conversations juxtaposed with his public persona as one of the most famous musicians and performers in the world. Archival footage and a soundtrack containing some of Satchmo's best-known songs and performances bring Lewis to life and show him as a barrier-breaking black entertainer who navigated the times he lived in to keep at his craft over a 50-plus year career. Toronto International Film Festival. Saint-Omer, France. Directed by Alice Diop. Kayaje Kagame, Guslagi Malonga. Saint-Omer follows Rama, a novelist who attends the trial of Lawrence Coley at the Saint-Omer Criminal Court to use her story to write a modern-day adaptation of the ancient myth of Medea, but things don't go as expected. Official Academy submission for France, winner Eddie Pori Award, Luigi De Laurentiis Award and Silver Lion Award, Venice Film Festival. She Said, Us. Directed by Maria Schrader. Starring Carey Mulligan, Zoe Kazan, Patricia Clarkson. Two-time Academy Award nominee Carey Mulligan, promising young woman, and Zoe Kazan, the plot against America, star as New York Times reporters Megan Touay and Jody Contour, who together broke one of the most important stories in a generation, a story that shattered decades of silence around the subject of sexual assault in Hollywood and altered American culture forever. A testament to the power of investigative journalism, She Said details the journey of reporters and editors engaged in the unrelenting pursuit of the truth and highlights the courage of survivors and witnesses who chose to come forward to stop a serial predator in his tracks. Together, their commitment and fortitude sparked a national conversation, helped propel the hashtag MeToo movement, and fueled a reckoning of the system that had enabled him. The Banshees of Inisherin, Ireland, UK, US. Written and directed by Martin McDonagh. Starring Colin Farrell, Brendan Gleeson, Kerry Condon. In Bruges stars Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson reteam for this fable about two lifelong friends who reach an impasse with alarming consequences for both. From the vibrant imagination of Oscar-winning writer-director Martin McDonagh, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, comes this pitch-black comic fable of wounded friendship and the perils of petty grievance. Reuniting McDonagh with his ingenious In Bruges stars Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson, The Banshees of Inisherin is enchanting, poignant, and relentlessly entertaining. Winner Volpe Cup for Film and Golden Ocella for Screenplay at Venice Film Festival, Toronto International Film Festival. The Inspection, Us. Directed by Elegance Braddon. Starring Jeremy Pope, Gabrielle Union. Inspired by the filmmaker's own life story, Ellis French, Jeremy Pope, is a sensitive young black man who enlists in the Marine Corps to pull himself out of homelessness and gain the love of his dogged and combatant mother, played by the scene-stealing Gabrielle Union. While the film takes place in the age of America's Don't Ask, Don't Tell, Don't Pursue policy, which directed applicants to the military not be asked about sexual orientation, homophobia is deeply entrenched in all aspects of service, from boot camp to battle. Once enlisted, French struggles to conceal his sexual identity, as well as his invading attraction to his drill instructor, Raul Castillo, while under the watchful eye of the belligerent and hard-lining unit commander, Bokeem Woodbine. Toronto International Film Festival. The Lost King, UK. Directed by Stephen Frears. Starring Sally Hawkins, Steve Coogan. In the archaeological find of a century, the remains of King Richard III, presumed scattered over 500 years ago, were discovered under a parking lot in Leicester in 2012. The search was spearheaded by amateur historian Philippa Langley, whose passion and unrelenting research were met with skepticism by the academic establishment. Directed by two-time Oscar nominee Stephen Frears, The Queen, A Very English Scandal, and starring two-time Oscar nominee Sally Hawkins, The Shape of Water, Spencer, as Langley, The Lost King is the inspiring true story of a woman who refused to be ignored and took on Britain's most eminent historians, forcing them to rethink the legacy of one of the most controversial rulers in English history. A tale of discovery, obsession, and stolen glory, both then and now, The Lost King is a magical adventure illuminated by one woman's awakened sense of purpose. Toronto International Film Festival. The Quiet Girl, Ireland. Directed by Colm Bareid. Starring Carey Crowley, Andrew Bennett, Michael Patrick and Catherine Clinch. Set in 1981, this film tells the story of a young girl, Kate, who is sent away for the summer from her dysfunctional family to live with her mother's people. These are Sean and Iblin Sincelock, a middle-aged couple she has never met. Slowly, in the care of this couple, Kate blossoms and discovers a new way of living, but in this house where affection grows and there are meant to be no secrets, she discovers one. Winner, Grand Prix of the Generation K-Plus International Jury and Children's Jury Special Mention, Berlin International Film Festival. The Voice of Dust and Ash, Iran, documentary. Directed by Mandana Biscotti. Featuring Mohammad Reza Sharjarian. The incredible true life story of monumental singer and humanitarian maestro Mohammad Reza Sharjarian, who NPR declared as one of the 50 greatest voices of all time. When Iran's Ayatollah banned music and performances in the entire country, instruments and records were criminalized, and being caught with any resulted in lashings, imprisonment, exile or execution. Mohammad Reza Sharjarian risked everything to confront the regime, singing truth to power and uniting the country as his voice grew to chorus of 80 million people strong. His lifelong humanitarian efforts, pursuit of equality and freedom of speech are immortalized for generations to come through his majestic, soaring vocals and lyrics. White Noise, Us. Directed and written by Noah Baumbach. Starring Adam Driver, Greta Gerwig, Rafi Cassidy, Don Cheadle. At once hilarious and horrifying, lyrical and absurd, ordinary and apocalyptic, White Noise dramatizes a contemporary American family's attempts to deal with the mundane conflicts of everyday life while grappling with the universal mysteries of love, death, and the possibility of happiness in an uncertain world. Winner, Green Drop Award, Venice Film Festival. Women Talking, Us. Directed by Sarah Polley. Starring Rooney Mara, Claire Foy, Sheila McCarthy, Jesse Buckley, Frances McDormand, Judith Ivey. In a hayloft on a prairie far away, some Mennonite women gather to conspire. They have choices, just like us, they could do nothing, they could stay and fight, or they can leave. The metaphor is as clear as the light, for they need to outlast the abuse they endure from men. We never see these men, but we read their power in the women's eyes. This adaptation of Miriam Tave's novel has a gravity that may remind us of Carl Dreyer, but the epic description of a female imagination in a rural landscape is pure Sarah Polley. Lit up by radiant, fierce performances, Rooney Mara, Claire Foy, Jesse Buckley, Sheila McCarthy and Judith Ivey, plus Ben Whishaw and Frances McDormand, this is another Polly masterpiece, and unequivocally the film for now. Telluride Film Festival, Toronto International Film Festival. About Film Fest 919. Film Fest 919 is a film festival based in Chapel Hill, North Carolina that highlights the best feature films the year has to offer. Founded by Randy Emmerman and Carol Marshall, the festival showcases great films and the artists behind them. In just 4 years, Film Fest 919 has attracted more than 50 members of the national and local press. In addition, the social media platforms serve as a multiplier to optimize visibility of the festival in today's world. The Triangle area has a strong community of film lovers with discerning tastes and a passion for the arts, and the festival aims to serve as a celebration of these qualities. Chapel Hill is cherished by its citizens and admired by its visitors. Its charm, mystique and small-town atmosphere makes it the perfect setting for entertaining film festival guests. A big thank you to our partners for the 5th Annual Film Fest 919, including Atlantic Private Wealth, Coca-Cola, Pinnacle Bank, Jennifer Patterson Realty and Thunder Mountain Media. Individual tickets will go on sale October 11, available at www.filmfest919.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram for the latest updates and for when individual tickets go on sale. Share this, Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, WhatsApp, print.